This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Congress has 2 weeks to act to avoid a government shutdown. Republicans want to use a continuing resolution to fund the government through mid-November. It will include an extra $58 million for security for the judicial and executive branches and $30 million for members of Congress to use on security when they're back home. Republican Representative Jeff Crank says something needs to be done.
We can't break the bank on it, but we've got to do better than what we're doing. We've got to enhance security.
Crank thinks the proposal should have bipartisan support, but his party has not negotiated with Democrats on it. While the House can pass the short-term measure along party lines, Senate Republicans will need support from Democrats to get it through. A new report from Colorado River researchers finds that water levels at the country's two largest reservoirs are dropping fast. The authors are calling on lawmakers to protect Lake Powell in Arizona and Lake Mead in Nevada. Alex Hager reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
Negotiators are locked in talks about the future of those reservoirs after 2026, when the current rules for managing water there expire. But the authors of this report say a dry year could bring levels so low the reservoirs stop working before any new rules go into effect. Catherine Terra with the University of New Mexico is one of them.
The issue is that we just continue to draw down storage levels without working to build back storage. This isn't just a story about declining reservoir levels. This is a story about a bank account that's running dry.
Tara says the seven states that use the Colorado River have to quickly agree on cutbacks to fix this. That work will be hard, but Tara says it is possible with collaboration. I'm Alex Hager.
The study is pending peer review. A man has been arrested in Iowa in connection with the cold case murder of 29-year-old Rosa Argueo in Thornton. Authorities say the native Hopi woman was killed in October 2003. Iowa police arrested 55-year-old Robert McLean earlier this week on a warrant charging him with homicide. He faces extradition to Colorado. This is CPR News.